Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
There is a new breakup trend. Yes, I just reported on Fox News about this tonight. It's called Banksying. I know. I love Banksy. So unfortunately, they are using this name to term a type of breakup that is, to me, a three-step dance move. It's an old dating trick, but it's just got the new name. It is backpedaling while you breadcrumb into a slow fade. It's not ghosting. It's just vague, nondescriptive, gray rocking types of communication when you text them or contact them. It's not breaking up, but it's, again, that horrible feeling where they give you just enough air to breathe, but not enough oxygen to survive. And that is called Banksying. And I guess because it's vague and open to multiple interpretation. Hey, everybody, Susan Winter here. Are you in the midst of a very confusing breakup? They're not so straightforward anymore. Some people are very clear, that's it. But more times than not, especially in our current time period, we are having people who fail to communicate, don't want to communicate, but more so because they don't want to be the bad guy or the bad girl. They don't want to look like they were the guilty party. So guess what? They put it all on you. Now you are required to break up to save yourself, just to save yourself. You have to call it because it's happening. Yes, this is one more example of a cowardly move. And as I said to Fox News tonight, if you're in the midst of one of these where there's slow pedals fading backwards, but still communicating, but not yes, not no, someplace in between, it's this nebulous, I don't know what it is, and you feel them slipping away, what do? One, communicate. I know you don't want to seem weak. You don't want to seem needy, but here's what you say. You know, there's been very little communication. I don't know what's going on. There's no bad or wrong, but I think that we need to just be honest with each other. Are you in? Are you out? It feels to me like there's not much interest on your end, which, you know, let's just talk. So it's unfortunate that you even have to say this. If you had the honesty conversation at the very beginning of your relationship that I always talk about, I always tell my clients about this, yes, you might not have to do this because they would have agreed in the first few dates to be honest with you because you set that as a precedent. Nobody's bad. Nobody's wrong. Here's how we roll in this relationship. We make sure that we can be honest. If it's not working, it's not working. So also, if you're in this right now and somebody is doing it to you and you think you've lost somebody wonderful, were they the one? You waited so long. Could they have been the one? No. What they're showing you now by their lack of taking responsibility, by their lack of communication, is that they could never be the one for you, ever. Because when conflict, disagreement, confusion comes up, this is how they deal. They don't deal. So there is no getting to conflict resolution. Never going to happen with this personality type. So this would be perfect for the makeup breakup loop. And for those of you that have been stuck in a breakup makeup loop, it can go on for years. But it's indicative of never getting to resolution. I know this hurts, and I know the confusion of it hurts. Like I said, so many times they give you just enough air to breathe, not enough oxygen to survive. This is not somebody you really want who does this. So when you're feeling horrible, or it's 2 a.m. and you're kind of feeling sad and lonely, don't pick up that phone. Don't text them. You didn't lose anything worth having. If you want to work through this, breakups are one of my specialty areas. Give me a jingle on the consultation page Let me know if you want to work together and check out Breakup Triage. That will walk you through it in my absence. 7 steps, 33 minutes on Audible. Very short read. I write these things the way I want to receive them, to the point. Here's the situation. Here's how I get through it. Here's your way out. Thank you, everybody. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net, talking about bank seeing.